David Bradburn from Baum USA, you want to come up here?
Baum USA is a subsidiary of Baum Retech, which is out of Germany. They've been in the field for 35 years or so. They've been making devices for the blind and visually impaired for about 20 years. Today we have the Vario Ultra. You are the first group to see this in the U.S. V-A-R-I-O-U-L-T-R-A. So it is a brand new Braille display. It's going to be launched at the NFB and ACB conventions officially, but you guys get the first sneak peek. We're pretty excited about it, so I'm going to turn the microphone over to David, and he can talk to you about Baum and about the Vario Ultra.
My name, as you heard, is David Bradburn. I represent Baum USA. Some of you, if you've heard of me before, you may have known me when I was working with Kurzweil. I was actually with that organization for about 16 years. Though, if I go back historically in my career, I actually have known Baum just about as long. I actually worked for them in the UK many years ago, which, of course, is where I'm originally from. So, as Amy mentioned, this device is called Vario Ultra. It is spelled correctly, V-A-R-I-O-U-L-T-R-A. The V and the U are both capitalized. So refreshable Braille, so if you think about printed Braille, obviously it's printed on paper, it takes up a lot of space, it's usually quite expensive to produce actually if you're making books and so forth. Refreshable Braille, and that is part of the technology that makes up Vario Ultra, are a series of pins. There are 8 pins for each Braille character that will go up and down as the system comes to a particular line of text. So if it said, my name is David, the first group of 8 dots, well, we won't need all 8 of them, of course. It'll just show whatever it needs to show the letter M. The next cell will show the dots for the letter Y, and so on and so forth. If I went to a new line and it said, I live in Boston, the dots drop and instantly reappear with the appropriate dot patterns then for the new characters that it needs to see. That's where refreshable comes from. Vario Ultra includes a refreshable Braille display. The model that I have brought with me today is the 20-cell version. There is also a 40-cell version. Let's talk a little bit about why people get refreshable Braille in the first place. Because if you think about assistive technology, we're all familiar, I think, with speech output devices. There's text-to-speech on computers today. There's text-to-speech on our iPhones, on our Android phones. Along with VoiceOver or a screen reading software program, we're usually able to access that speech and listen to what's going on. But there are, of course, certain applications where you need to know exactly what is there on the screen. So if you needed to know that something's capitalized or there's punctuation, yes, of course, speech and screen reading software can get you that information, but it's not as instantaneous. Whereas with Braille, it's going to show you the appropriate characters that will tell you exactly what is on that screen. So if you're programming, if you're working in an office environment, frankly, if you're in school and you are producing something, you are more than likely want to make sure everything is grammatically and so forth correct. The way those devices connect to another device, say a computer or a mobile device, is through a USB cable or through a Bluetooth connection. If you happen to have your refreshable Braille device and you have, let's say, 2 devices, a computer and an iPhone, you could be connected to your computer 1 second, and now you want to use your iPhone because you're going to text message someone. Would anyone here that perhaps has experience doing so care to just, in a few short sentences, describe the process for pairing up with your iPhone? The fact of the matter is that it isn't an instantaneous thing, right? It takes time. You've got to go into VoiceOver, you've got to go into Braille, you've got to find your device, and after you've selected it, you then have to make sure everything's switched on, and then you're good. And then, of course, if you now want to go back to your computer, you're kind of doing the reverse, where you're disconnecting from one device and connecting to the other.
And you forgot one important thing, you have to do it in order.
You do have to do it in order. There's a very special order to doing these things. That's the way every single Braille display in the world operates, with the exception of Vario Ultra. Vario Ultra is unique among Braille display products, and here's how it's unique. It is the first and only device that supports simultaneous connection with 5 different devices without disconnecting from them. Now, what that means in practical terms is that I can be connected to my Mac, to my phone, to my tablet, to whatever I might happen to be using, and through a simple 2-button command on the keyboard of Vario Ultra, because it does have a Braille keyboard, I can switch from my USB to any one of those 4 Bluetooth channel devices. Because it's connected instantaneously, you don't have to worry about pairing again. You do have to be in range, of course. So if you leave the room where there's a Bluetooth device and you go home and then you come back the next day, as long as you've got an available channel, because certainly if you you're lucky enough to have more than five devices, I guess you could have this problem. It would be an issue. But otherwise, if there's a free Bluetooth channel, it will just automatically reconnect with that device that you were using before. So the idea of having to kind of pair and find Braille devices in VoiceOver, you know, if you've ever done that before, you know what that's like. That will become something that you'll only have to do once with Varia Ultra, and hopefully never again. But Varia Ultra is more than just the world's most connectable Braille display. It's also a Braille note taker. But on the left-hand side of the device, there are two USB ports and there are two slider switches. The slider switch that's closest to the back of the device, when it's facing towards the back, it is in note taker mode. And this gives you access to a suite of productivity apps. So you have, for example, and this is not a comprehensive list, it has a word processor so that you can open and edit Word, Doc, and DocX files. There is a spreadsheet viewer for working with Excel files. There's a PDF viewer. There's a scientific calculator. There's a whole slew of different clocks, alarms, and so forth. There is what, at least internally, Amy and I have been referring to as the Perkins mode. They may give it a different name, but ultimately it's a blank space or a blank file that you just type into anything you want. Grade 1, grade 2, Martian Braille, whatever you can imagine. It doesn't do any translation at all. It just retains. It's just like typing on a Perkins Brailler onto a piece of paper.
Is it like a clipboard?
I wouldn't call it a clipboard per se. More like a scratch pad or something like that. If you've ever used Notepad on a PC, it's like Notepad or text edit on a Mac. It's nothing that you're going to be formatting. This is just something where you're out and about and you just want to take a quick and dirty note, just write it down really fast. You could use that Perkins mode.
Say you use Braille shorthand.
There you go.
When I was in college, I used to use my own personally developed Braille shorthand so I could keep up on the slate and stylus in class. And so you could do that.
Is there a capacity to that?
So the device comes with internal storage. Right now, it is a 16 gigabyte capacity, which, if you consider this device, is not a full-blown note-taker. So let me just talk very briefly about some of the things that you wouldn't find in Varia Ultra. You're not going to find an MP3 player. You're not going to find that it's got Wi-Fi. So you're not doing email on this device. You'd be using your iPhone or your iPad or your computer to do that. So really all you're going to be storing on here are files, and 16 gigabyte should be enough to store several thousand. I have been making the case to the developers who are over in Germany that we would like to see the device be available with 32 gigabyte. Their kind of view is, well, nothing else has more than 16 out there, at least not standard. And I don't want to be just the same as everybody else. We want this device to be better, to have room to grow. Wow. So you can do BRF, text, RTF, Word, Excel, PDF files. You're right, to a point. Let me give you the counter-argument that I've been giving to Baum about why we might want more storage. Let's say that you receive a Word file from a colleague at work, and let's say that Word file just happens to include 10 really high-resolution, large photographs that have been embedded in the document. I'm telling you right now, it's not hard for that file to grow to a 100 megabyte, you know, very, very quickly indeed. I think you're right, though. I mean, I think on average, we're talking about relatively small files that will rarely be more than a couple of megabytes.
Somebody please correct me if I'm wrong. Isn't the U2 at 30 gigs?
This is kind of a hybrid. The Varia Ultra is neither a Braille display nor is it a full-fledged note-taker. So you're talking about something that is kind of between. It has a suite of applications. It has some internal storage. It will connect to your computer so that it's seen as a drive so you can transfer files. But it's not like a note-taker that has the internet and email applications and MP3 players and so forth. It's a different device.
So it's 16 gigabyte, and at least in their testing, they've not found that to be a problem. It's been sufficient, but we'll see. Amy mentioned, by the way, that you can use Varia Ultra as an external device. As far as getting files onto the Varia Ultra, there's a couple of approaches. The first approach, if you've got a USB stick, just copy the files onto the USB stick, put the USB stick into the side of Varia Ultra, and then using the file management tool in the menu, you would simply browse the folders and files on the stick and open them in Varia Ultra. The other thing is just to connect via USB to your computer, and then using Windows Explorer or Finder on the Mac, you would simply find the device and then manipulate the folders and file structure on the device that way. There are, especially among the note takers out there, they come with an SD card that you would use. There's no SD cards here. USB is certainly more universally available. Not everyone has SD cards unless they happen to have one because they have a device like this or, you know, a mobile device. Vario Ultra 40 and Vario Ultra 20 are both made with a brushed aluminum housing. This thing looks like $1 million, maybe even more than $1 million. If there was an unhealthy, loving relationship with a machine, I may have found it. But it really looks, I mean, compared to any other kind of Braille devices out there, it's futuristic almost. I have a MacBook Air with me. The color and feel of this material is almost identical to the MacBook. The great advantage of having this aluminum casing, it's extremely durable, but it's also very, very light. How light, you might be wondering. Well, the 40-cell Vario Ultra is lighter not only than any other 40-cell display or device in the world, it's also lighter than any 32-cell display or device in the world. It's 1.1 pounds. The Vario Ultra 20 at 0.7 pounds. It is lighter than a Focus 14. So if any of you have ever seen a Focus 14 from Freedom Scientific, that has 14 cells and it's heavier than a Vario Ultra with 20 cells. The only thing lighter than it actually that I found is the Braille pen. And that's a tenth of a pound lighter at 0.6 pounds. But that only has 12 characters. So it gives you a sense of, you know, what they've managed to achieve with this device. Paul, why don't I give it to you first?
I know it can accept Word documents and OCS and all that. Can you save files in those formats also?
And no, you cannot. You can certainly open them and just leave them alone. If you edit them, you would need to save them in an RTF format. So the device is running the CE operating system, and that's actually that's for the most part the limiting factor in preventing that from happening.
That is something we are also lobbying for them to change, if at all possible. We are also asked, and they have said they will by the end of the year, because this is version one, they will hopefully by the end of the year have a PowerPoint support. So you'll be able to, you know, view PowerPoint files. But this is version one.
You know, updating Vario Ultra is so simple. You get a zip file, you put it on a USB stick, you put the USB stick in the device, there's a four-key command that you do through the keyboard, it beeps, and a minute and a half to 2 minutes later, the device is updated. That's it.
BOM devices have really good battery life.
BOM devices are, their battery management is well known. The Vario Connect and Super Vario Braille displays that are older devices that we've been selling work for approximately 25 hours on a single charge. Vario Ultra, just so you know, actually right now, this is a pre-production unit. It doesn't have any power management at all, so it lasts not long if we're using it the way it was intended. But under testing with the power management, if you are connected to five devices simultaneously, you're looking at about 8 hours of continuous use. If you are using it more so as a note taker, so you're not really connected to devices, you're not using Bluetooth, you'd be getting 16 hours of use. We expect, however, as does Baum, that number will increase during the course of this year as they work on the battery management. And just to give you an example, the Pronto Braille note taker that Baum makes, much like the other Braille displays, runs for about 25 hours on a single charge. They have just come out with a new update to the software for that device, which will be available at the end of the summer, and it's running in their tests for up to 40 hours on a single charge.
So Pronto is still on the market?
Yes.
It is?
Oh, no, it's still, I have one in my possession.
Yeah, what happened was the Pronto was also marketed as the PK and sold by Humanware. And so perhaps when the PK was discontinued, that may have given rise to that rumor. But no, Pronto is very much still around.
Quick question, going back to what you said about 2-year warranty. How do we get it fixed? Does it have to go overseas? Or does it
we do it here.
Unless,
in the US.
Unless you classify Methuen as being overseas. There is the Merrimack River between here and there.
Outside of warranty, cost per repair, is there like a PMA, hardware maintenance?
So first of all, during the 2-year maintenance, we actually handle all the repairs here in the US. Actually, we are close to finalizing a service partnership with the American Printing House. And we're talking about things that are, you know, the Braille cells have been damaged, which is really rare. But for most things, it's all very modular. We'll actually handle those ourselves. If it's outside of warranty, and we don't do it as a profit center, and I've been very candid with the American Printing House that if they charge $50 an hour, that's what we want to charge. We just want people to have working devices. So that's kind of the number that we're aiming for. So if there was a need for repair, you'd be looking at about $50 an hour. Just to give you kind of like a worst case scenario, if someone needed to have every single circuit board inside the device replaced, it would still take less than an hour. There really isn't much that is labor intensive with this sort of technology any longer. I don't think it would be that expensive.
Is your relationship with them just for the repairs, or is this going to be on a quota system as well?
So quota, which of course APH is using with the Vizio Book, the foldable, portable CCTV that Baum produces, is used a lot by schools. While they have expressed interest in selling Vario Ultra, it's not expected that they're going to be using quota funds for it. The relationship with APH, though, is more than just service, in that they are the exclusive sales organization for the Vizio Book, which is, again, the CCTV. We have the Vizio Book S, which is a simplified version, and, of course, we handle all the other products, too.
Is one of the utilities on board to be able to back this up to an external drive?
So it is an external drive itself. I mean, it can act as one. If you were going to back up the system, I would suggest just copying it to your computer. Copy the Vario Ultra folder and paste it on. You know, you could certainly paste it to another external drive, or if you wanted to, after you'd gotten it to your computer, put it on Dropbox or somewhere else where it would be safe.
David, could I give you just a couple of reactions?
Yes.
This has got to be the best refreshable Braille I've put my hands on, but Baum has a reputation, I think, of building really excellent Braille displays, but this is really top-notch. And the feel of it also is just much more solid and durable, even though it's as light as what you said. There's just a nice, sleek feel to it. There's a where your palms might end up, for example, and you'll feel this when it comes around, but it's just a very natural fit for your hands, your fingers to be on the keys, and your palms to be on a front edge that has a nice curve to it that fits perfectly with your hands. And just a couple of questions, David. On the left, you mentioned two USB. Mm-hmm. There seems to be what I think is called a standard USB,
yes,
and then a mini USB.
That is correct.
It's not a micro, right?
It's correct. It's mini.
Okay.
The standard, which is a USB 3 connection,
yeah,
is what you'd use again for your USB sticks, or if you want to connect to a computer. The mini is actually where we charge the device. So, for example, I usually just I plug it into the USB charger that came with my iPhone. It will come with its own, of course,
sure,
when the product ships.
But if you're stuck, you can always use it.
But you could certainly use that.
Okay. And then there are two buttons in front of the USB ports. What are those for?
So they're the slider switches I was referring to.
Right. Yeah, yeah.
So the one that's towards the back,
yeah,
when it's sliding towards the back, it's note taker. When you bring it towards the front, it's Braille display. And the one that's closest to you, the other slider, this locks the keyboard or unlocks the keyboard. So for example, everybody, if you were, let's say you had a Braille book on Vario Ultra and you were reading it, you might want to turn the keyboard off so that you don't inadvertently, you know, hit a Braille key as you're reading or make it do something that you didn't want it.
Just to complete the description, there's three buttons on either side. Are those like panning buttons or whatever?
These are referred to as the display buttons.
Right.
So if you think of them like a Braille cell split down the middle with dots 1, 2, 3 on the left and 4, 5, 6 on the right of the Braille display. So you do use those for navigation, and there are also certain commands in the system that you can also do with a combination of those six dots.
And then along the front edge, there's two round buttons and then a rectangular button on either side of a bigger round button.
So the big round button in the middle is the navigation stick, or the navi stick, as they like to call it.
So it's a five-position kind of...
It is, and you can push down into the middle of that button to activate something.
And it's got a nice dot there to orient your finger so that you're pressing it.
And it has a nice feel as well.
Yeah.
To the left and right of the navi stick are the two space bars. So the space bars are exactly double the size of a Braille key. So the Braille keys are a half-inch square. The space bars are a half-inch high by an inch wide. And to the left of the left space bar and to the right of the right space bar are two circular buttons about a third of an inch in diameter. These are the system buttons. So for example, if you're in note taker mode, pressing the S3 key, this would be immediately to the right of the right space bar. That one go, if you press and let go of that, it should take you to the word processor or to the main menu, excuse me. So you press and hold
file.
It. Just let go. Now what do you have?
File manager.
So it'll be wherever you were last,
you
must have moved down.
Yeah.
If you were to press S3 twice at this point, you should get a battery reading.
Yes, I am. Do these are in grade one...
So there is an option for turning contracted Braille on.
Fine, okay.
Yes.
It has a fabulous feel to it.
While I do not have the strap with me that you could use to wear Vario Ultra around your neck or over your shoulder, I do have the leather carry case that comes with Vario Ultra. It's included in the price. The strap, which again I told you I don't have, actually attaches to anchor points on the front left and right corners of the device itself.
I saw those. Yeah.
So they're not unlike other carry cases where the straps attach to the carry case. In this case, it's on the device. Yeah. So if you were at home, you're not worried about the elements or anything like that necessarily, then you could take it out of the carry case, so you're not constantly opening and closing it.
Does it have in the word processor, is there a find feature?
There is a find feature. You've got access to commands such as, you know, copy, cut, paste, search and replace, all those sorts of things that you might expect to have. I don't have a conclusive list of those commands with me to tell you, but it certainly has find.
As I've never seen this before, what is the theory behind the two space bars?
The theory behind having a left and a right button. So when you're reading with a Braille display, do you read with your left hand or your right hand?
Well, right hand. Read with my right hand.
But you do. So you'd move your right hand to the left side of the Braille display? Okay. Because there are sometimes you're going through a menu and you're using the left space bar to actually access things in a menu, it might be easier if you're using your right hand to read to use your left hand to hit the space bar that's closest to it. Or vice versa. If you're reading with your left hand, you might be using the right space bar. People are different. I mean, if you think about how we all type with QWERTY, some of us are using all of our fingers and thumbs and some of us are not.
This left space bar is sometimes used as a command key and the right space bar is generally used as a regular spacer enter key.
Do you have a sense of
the 20-cell version is retailing for $2,395, and the 40-cell for $3,395. And again, that includes the carry case, it includes the 2-year warranty, and of course, shipping to wherever people are at. We have spoken internally at Baum USA about offering a discount for folks who order the device before the end of July, and I must admit, I'd actually kind of forgotten to finalize all that prior to coming here, so I apologize. But certainly, I'm sure, Amy, you can help me disseminate that on Monday or something.
There will be a discount for people ordering in July.
So in terms of syncing it or connecting it with your computer, the only way to do it is through USB?
So right now, just because it's a pre-prod version, yes. Yeah. But I mean, for example, my Mac has a Bluetooth. The software, this isn't even 1.0. This is, again, pre-prod version. So this one is not working with the Bluetooth on the Mac at this very moment. Of course, the products that ship will. And so you could, at least as far as Mac, I mean, obviously, if you have a PC that has Bluetooth, it stands to reason you could do that. It's also compatible with Linux and, of course, the iOS and Android mobile devices.
Outlook Exchange, it's not.
Well, it doesn't have Wi-Fi, so it's not doing email. You would do email by connecting to a device that was using Outlook Exchange.
I use Outlook Exchange to connect for my calendar and contact, but that this does not have those.
Correct. At this moment in time, version 1.0 will not ship with those things.
Okay.
Yes. No, it's fixed in place. You would have to unscrew the housing in order to kind of access it. We don't recommend people do that.
So if you're out in the field for several days, you run out of power, you can't recharge it.
There are a couple of options. So yes, you could definitely charge with USB. Actually, when I was at the ATIA conference this January, I purchased one of their little mobile power packs that they advertised could charge an iPhone 3 times. And actually, I used it yesterday and was able to charge the Vario Ultra in about an hour and a half. I mean, it wasn't completely flat, to be fair. If it was flat, by the way, full charge takes about 2.5 hours to achieve.
So any one of those commercial battery packs?
The sort of things that you could buy from Best Buy or Brookstone or probably online for less. As long as they've got the ability of going out to the mini USB, although hopefully you could take the cable with you, then you'd be all set.
What all the dots are above?
Yes, those are the cursor routing buttons. So there's a couple of ways you use them. So let's say you're reading through a document and you're reading along and you find the word Amy or the name Amy. But you notice that Amy is spelled A-M-E instead of Y. So you could come to the cursor routing button directly above the Braille character E. You press it, let go. I mean, literally a tap of it is all you need. And the cursor will come to that position, allowing you to type over that letter or whatever. The other way the cursor routing buttons are used is if you are in the menu of Vario Ultra's note taker gaining access to the applications. If, let's say, you wanted to turn Bluetooth on or off or grade 2 translation on or off, you're going to see grade 2 translation and the words on and the word off on the line. You'll see a row of dots 7 and 8 beneath the word. So let's say that Bluetooth is on. So you'll see O and N with dot 7 and 8 below each letter. If you wanted to turn it off, you just press one of the cursor routing buttons above the letters O, F, or F of the word off, and it turns it off.
So they're almost like buttons that you...
They are.
Yeah.
Yeah, if you're not editing something, that's exactly what
that's
they are.
Great.
If it does run out of chat, you can use it plug-in?
Oh, absolutely. So that's a very good point. So yes, if you are attached via USB, then it is charging. So if you just plug it into your computer, it is going to charge it. But if you use it while it's connected, then it's going to trickle charge, because obviously you're going to be using some power to do whatever it is that you're trying to do.
Only one device can be USB connected. All the other devices have to be Bluetooth.
Yes. That is correct. Well, I think certainly in this day and age where so many products have Bluetooth now. I mean, ultimately, you know, we included USB because we know there are just some computers out there, legacy computers that you might find in the workplace or even in your homes, that don't have the capability of running Bluetooth at this time. So, you know, you do need USB still.
Does it support all the screen readers?
Yes, so it supports all the screen readers. So that, I mean, as far as the ones that we think of when we say that, you know, we're talking about JAWS, Window Eyes, NVDA, Cobra, which is Balm's screen reader, which I know is not that well known here. VoiceOver, of course. And then, is it Braille back on the Android? Is that?
It is Braille back.
So Braille back as well.
Are there different Bluetooth versions?
There are different Bluetooth versions. And before you follow up with your next question, I don't know what Bluetooth version.
I think they're still using 2.1. But I think the reason for that is because of Windows CE.
This is Windows CE?
It is.
Yes.
Windows CE. It's the latest. It's whatever
latest Windows CE okay. that there is.
Yeah, I think it's dot release actually at this point. It's 6.something at this stage.
Something about the USB port. So if I want to use a memory stick, I use the regular size USB port. If I want to connect it to my computer to charge it, I use the mini port.
The mini port is always for charging. You can use it for other things. So if you connect it to your device that way, you can still transfer information.
So if I understand correctly, you have one hosted and one client port.
Right.
Well, there are two USBs. There's a mini and a standard size.
Yeah, standard size would be the hosted, and the mini is the client.
So the standard size, if I connected it to my computer with the standard size, can I use it to read the computer as Braille?
Yes. You'd obviously need your screen reader or voiceover or something enacted, but yes, you could.
So what's the typical configuration with a computer? Just connecting the mini USB port?
I don't know what's typical. I would think probably a standard USB is probably more typical based on what I've seen.
But it wouldn't charge then.
It would not charge through the standard USB, that is correct. But if you had a mini USB to standard USB cable, which is what comes with the device anyway.
So I think what it is that it'll be standard USB on a computer, mini USB on a display side.
Is that correct?
It could be standard USB on both ends.
But if you use the mini, could you charge at the same time?
I suppose so, theoretically. Yeah, we've not tried that.
What I'm getting.
Yeah, that's what I thought you were asking.
Yeah, I'm trying to figure out if I want to charge it on the computer, if I connect up to the mini USB.
Then you could be charging it and using it at the same time.
So really, I would not have to use the standard.
You wouldn't have to, no.
Unless I'm plugging a stick.
Right. That is correct.
There's no minimal speech on this, right?
There's no speech. There are, however,
there are
audible.
Sounds.
Yeah.
There are different sounds that occur. There are beeps that occur. There is an alarm clock built in there, and so there are some sounds for that.
But you can turn the sounds off.
But you can turn them off if you want total privacy.
Vibrate. Yeah.
There is a vibrate mode. One of the things is there's a menu that's inside this device that allows you to set things like, you know, whether you have sound on or off, whether you have vibration on or off, those kinds of things.
ViBug actually will be eligible for the discount.
Yes, they will. Absolutely. Yeah, actually, and the discount, by the way, is something that we're offering for people that will just that place an order before the end of July.
Place an order today, you get the discount.
The question I was asked is whether there's any kind of advantage to having a bigger display, let's say, with 80 characters, you can see the whole line. The whole line thing got me because I was actually just pondering the other day that, you know, when all the stuff first came out, I was using a computer with a 386 processor and MS-DOS. And back in those good old days, of course, a line was indeed 80 characters, which is actually how we came to arrive at ADSL Braille display, because it actually gave you the whole line, 25 lines to a screen, 80 characters to a line. And then you have 40 cell Braille, so that meant you just use one button to go from the left side to the right side, go down, and you start to do the whole thing all over again. Of course, nowadays, especially when you're using Windows or a Mac, there really isn't such a thing as a line anymore.
Yeah, that's true.
Right? Because everything's graphically presented to us, so you could have many more than characters on a line. That said, depending on the application and what you're trying to do, there are indeed 80 cell Braille displays. We have two, actually, that
And if you were doing a lot of reading and you didn't want to press any buttons that often, you want to just kind of focus on reading, then yes, there's an advantage to having that larger display. But what a lot of people are generally looking at is the is kind of weighing up those advantages versus portability and mobility.
And price.
And well, price too, that's true. So if you think about portability and mobility, an 80-cell display, our smallest 80-cell display is 22 inches long, like a mini baseball bat, right? So you would want to be kind of, I guess it could fit sideways or diagonally in a backpack, but you know, it's not going to simply just stick in your pocket.
The other thing to think about is that when, you know, back in the days when the 80 character line was 80 characters, that was 80 characters literally braille. Once you throw in contractions, it doesn't so long 80 cells.
Yeah, that's a very good point. Yeah, if you're doing contracted braille, I mean, all bets are off, right, as far as how many potential words you can fit on.
One consideration is how much panning you want to do. So, for example, a 20-cell unit, it's great for portability and for, you know, using with something like your iPhone, for example. If you want to read a book, say you want to read a BRF file, well, the Library of Congress BRF files are 40 cells to a line. So that's why, you know, if you want to read a book, you have to pan twice as many times if you're using a 20 cell versus a 40 cell. And depending, like, on your computer, if I'm on a computer, I really like the 40 cell if I have it, just because then I have more on a line and it's easier in terms of editing. I don't have to do quite so much work, but you can certainly, you know, use either.
The device as it stands, no. It does not have automatic scrolling. It's possible that if you were attached to a device, for example, Abbassy have their iPlus reading machine. Their iPal, excuse me. And if you attach Vario Ultra to it, those devices do have automatic scrolling, so the braille's constantly moving as it goes along. Vario Ultra, I mean, by default, when you buy it, comes with the English braille code. And you can actually have all of these languages if you needed them. But we do offer French, Italian, German, Spanish, Dutch, Danish, Swedish, Finnish, Arabic, Hebrew, and Russian braille on this device. Not Mandarin or Japanese or Hindi at this point, but we do have those at least with our version 1.0 software that will come out next month.
Will it be supporting UEBC?
I think it will. I don't know if it's going to do it July 1, but when that's all figured out.
Those standards don't get implemented until next year.
There are a lot of people who speak, read, and write Arabic and Hebrew. So because it's a different set of characters, it's good to know that they have those languages. But would they also appear on this device going right to left, since that's how these people read?
Do you happen to know, Amy?
I believe that the Pronto actually.
Does it reverse?
The Pronto allows for right to left reading.
I think so.
With Hebrew and Arabic.
We've had that conversation before,
yeah,
but since they're not languages I speak, I've not concerned myself with
it. I've never tried it because I don't speak either language or read either language.
Right.
But that is what we were told by Germany.
Okay.
I've got the 20 cell on my knee here, just putting my fingers on the dots, so 1 through 6. Is there any chance of there being a one-handed mode available? Is this being a place where one-handed operation?
It's not something that we've had requested before, but I can certainly pass that along and ask. We'll consider it asked.
The other thing that I've also had other requests for, and that I'd like to see, is the ability, but it's not in version 1, but we are presenting this to them, is the ability to, for example, say you have an email on your iPhone and you want to be able to copy it to word processor or something. The capacity to do that so that you could copy it into the word processor and you know, read it there or manipulate it there or save it there. That's something else that we've also talked about.
So relating to that, we did actually ask them, you know, about this ability to kind of, again, copy from device number one, let's say your iPhone, and then just hold that in a clipboard, if you will, on Vario Ultra and then paste it onto a different device. And that is something that they're working on. They don't have timing on when it will be available, but we would hope that it'll be this year. The other thing actually that they're also working on, if you've never tried it, typing on a Braille keyboard while attached to an iOS device is challenging. And it's challenging because if you're not quick enough, let's say that you were doing the word talk and you did T-A-L-K, you did T-A-L-K and you paused. The K will be extracted or expanded to the word knowledge. It's almost like doing that, the reverse grade 2 Braille translation on the fly. And so that's another thing that they're actually kind of working on right now, so that when you are typing, because But the other thing that they've done, and they did say we're going to have this by July, is actually using Varia Ultra as a Bluetooth keyboard. They seem to think that the way they're doing it is going to solve this problem, that it's not going to be seen as being a Braille keyboard, it's going to just seem like it's a keyboard. The fact that you might enter in the appropriate Braille character for a given punctuation symbol or whatever it might be, that's just how it'll do it. But it won't be doing grade 2 translation when you're typing in that mode.
And when iOS 8 comes out, I should have mentioned this in the announcement segment, actually, there was a WDC occurred in June, and there were a bunch of features for iOS 8, and one is expansion of the use of Bluetooth keyboards and the functionality for those.
They think they can solve this issue? Because I understood that was an iOS issue of the...
It may be an issue when it's connected to Braille devices. Their solution is to treat Varia Ultra as a Bluetooth keyboard and not as a Braille keyboard.
Okay.
It says Bluetooth keyboards come out.
Exactly. So, I think that's part and parcel of the issue. So that if the iPhone thinks that all that's happened is you've attached a QWERTY keyboard, it's not going to be expanding anything. If you've done letter K, the device receives a K. It doesn't receive dots 1-3.
Yeah, that's a real issue using a Braille keyboard
with
an iPhone.
Right.
You type the combination 2-dot, mm-hmm. the 2-sign, you get an exclamation point dot.
Right.
Lots of mm-hmm.
Exactly.
Let me just interrupt. I've been remiss in not asking if anybody online wants to ask a question.
Are you saying that we could buy a battery charger into which one end would plug in as USB to charge that as we go, if need be?
Yes, that's absolutely correct.
When it comes to charging into the computer, you would use the mini USB on the device?
For charging, you are always connecting to the mini USB end of Varia Ultra.
You know how with the iPhone you can have a block that your USB goes into the wall? Will there be a block charger that you could actually plug in your device to the wall?
Yes. In fact, I don't know if you heard me say it earlier, but sometimes I actually attach Varia Ultra to the block charger that I have with my iPhone. We're going to be officially launching Varia Ultra at the NFB and ACB summer conventions coming up at the beginning of July. We are taking orders for devices already. We expect to begin shipping the last week in July. We will be offering an introductory discount for folks. I'll make sure that we confirm that via email. Amy will get that message out to you by Monday.
We have a website, which is www.bombusa.com. You can make payments via PayPal. If you qualify, you can use the Bill Me Later service through PayPal so that you can spread your payments out
6 months
over the 6 months interest-free. So for those people who, you know, may want to consider this, but who for whom it's a bit of a challenge economically, that's one way you can take the costs and spread them out a little bit.
Spell Baum.
B-A-U-M.
Baum, USA. Actually, variaultra.com also works. That will actually redirect to the appropriate page on our website. Well, if there are no other questions, again, I really appreciate your attention this afternoon. Thanks so much for having me.
Great job.